So we're going to continue with talking about Ion Tefillah. Last week we talked about the machlokes within the Rambam. We talked about, Rav Chaim Shanai talked about the idea of the difficulty in Tefillah. We asked what the difficulty was, and we talked about the chizuk that is needed to strengthen in Tefillah. And we talked about last week the three concentric circles about man, the chetz of shel Tefillah, and the Ribono Shel Olam, and how they all, if you have a problem with Tefillah, it's one of those three. And we even talked about, Rav Chaim just brought in the Rambam, the historical idea of how it developed through Ezra, and a lot of the diukim we made, and we ended off saying that we were going to talk about the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban. So the Machlokas, the Rambam, as we learned last week, says what? That it's a mitzvah, min ha-Torah to daven. That's the sheet of the Rambam. It's a mitzvah to say to daven. Okay? Min ha-Torah, there's no limit within the tefillot, the number of tefillot, the mitzvah to say to daven. And then the Rambam, as we described last week, there's shevach, there's bakasha, there's hoda'ah. The Ramban, what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, no, it's a nice eitzah. It's only midrabanan to daven. However, what the Ramban says, both in the Hasagot and other places, that when you have Be'it Sarah, at the time when it's danger, then it's a mitzvah Aseh De'oraita. But normally it's Midrabanan. So there are two important points about that. Number one is that even the Ramban himself will agree, very, very important, will agree that there is a time that it's De'oraita. The Ramban himself, this is what the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim in his Pticha, and other places, quotes the Ramban in Perachov Gimel Parshat Emor, where the pasuk there says, "Mikra'i Kodesh Elehim Moadai," and the Ramban says, "Vitam Mikra'i Kodesh." What does it mean, Mikra'i Kodesh? Shiyu ba'yom hazeh kulam kruim v'ne'esafim l'kadesh oto. We're called and we gather together to sanctify the day. Listen to what he says: "Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael lihi kabeitz." The Ramban says that it's true. Normally, tefillah is a mitzvah midrabanan, except for Be'et Sarah, and also when Shabbos or Yantif. And that time, we have Mikra'i Kodesh. We have a mitzvah to gather together in shul to sanctify the day publicly with tefillah, with halel, with good clothes, and to make it a day of simcha and mishteh. Betzibor and on Shabbos. Because the pasuk lechu achlu mashmanim v'shaltu ma'atkanim v'shalchu mano le'en acholno ki kadosh yimaleinu v'al te'atzvu ki chedvat Hashem hima uschem. So even according to the Ramban, that says normally it's darabanan, he himself admits that there's a special chiyuv d'oraisa to daven publicly on Shabbat and in shul. Rav Soloveitchik added another layer. He said it's true. There's a machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, whether it's d'oraisa, d'rabanan. And the Ramban said that when it's be'et sarah, then it's also d'oraisa. What did Rav Soloveitchik say? Rav Soloveitchik said, really, be'etzem is not real machlokas. Why? Because man, by definition, is always considered be'et sarah. Existentially, man is fragile. Man, you think you're so good. Man, I could tell you a personal story. You know, you work hard. I was here till Thursday night, till 5 in the morning. You know, with the guys and learning. I got home at 5. I slept for 2 hours. You feel like, you know, you feel like you're something, right? You feel like you're, I'm up all day, Arab Shabbat, spending time with my kids, working for the yeshiva. I get a decent night of sleep on Friday night. Shabbat morning, you feel like you're awesome, right? You give Eileen, I give a shir to the women. I give a shir mishnayas to the kids. You know, you feel like, wow, I'm helping out Am Yisrael. You feel good. You feel good about yourself. I get up this morning, 5:30, come here to yeshiva. I have some great shiurim prepared. All of a sudden, as Tyler knows, right? All of a sudden, you're going 100 plus kilometers. You're feeling good. You're listening to a shir. Great Yerushalayim air coming. You're feeling like you're on top of the world. Bring on Elo, baby. Bring it on. And what happens? All of a sudden, The wheel doesn't feel as strong anymore. And you have to start pushing the wheel all along. You're like, okay, everything's okay. This is normal. Your car is 13 years old. It's no problem. Yes, 13 years old. It's not a problem. It's in my bar mitzvah year for my Honda Civic, 2013. It's all good. And then all of a sudden, you turn down the shear, and all of a sudden I hear noises. I'm like, oh boy, oh boy. And then you're starting to smell the burning rubber. And then all of a sudden you're like, Mirtza Hashem, you're feeling not as good anymore. Not as good anymore. This is what Rav Soloveitchik explained within the Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, that it's true, the Rambam says it's d'oraisa, and the Ramban says it's only be'eid sara. The 2 points we've added is, number one, the Prima Gadim quotes the Ramban, that when you're davening in shul on Shabbat, it's a mitzvah mikroi kodesh, that even the Ramban will say it's d'oraisa. And number two, before Rav Chabshishna will come and add, the other point that we said, is that Rav Soloveitchik said that really be karon is no machlokas. Because every person, mitzad, mitziyut, existentially, we're always be'it sara. And that's where I give the story of my own personal arrogance, you know, feeling you're so good about yourself, and then boom, within seconds, I was on the side of the road on Kfish Acha this morning, really feeling like, oh my goodness, am I going to be alive? I mean, thank God this was the second time it's happened in a year. This time I was smart enough to go to the right side, you know, and be able, but then, like, yeah, these people, different people, either cursing me out or beeping their horn, or some people being nice, you know, and the cop came back to me and says, move up, and you're inside. You're like, you know, when you're driving and you're not so sure you're going according to the law, and not so good, all of a sudden you look in your back mirror and you see that cop, and all of a sudden you have Shvirat Alev, you're done. So Baruch Hashem, but that's the tefillah, the Chavod HaRav Chavshish. So we're talking about the machloket Ramban and Ramban.
Right. Last week we mentioned gave times, specific times for davening shachrit, mincha, arvid. Rabbi Yehuda Halev, in his famous book, Sefer Kuzari, we need to explain a few minutes who he is, but I will say it very shortly. Rabbi Yehuda Halev, one of the Chashuvei Rishonim, the Jewish philosophy, and what's even that? He's mentioned in, I didn't know, for many years, he was also a big posek. Rashba Maskir Oto Keposek. Rabbi Yehuda Halev, talking about more than 800 years ago, he describes the tefillah that we have three times a day is like a food, like shalosh sudot we have a day.
Three meals a day.
And he says that the chassid, he uses the word the chassid, is a person that knows to take advantage of all his koichos, all his
Potential strength. Maimer Shlishi.
Maimer Shlishi, Eric Hay, he describes who is a chassid, a guy with his moshel and all of his strengths.
He's like all of his kohot. All of his kohot.
All of his senses and all of his strengths. And this, he compares it to a guy that soon will send a connection to the Davin. Guy, let's say, for example, like a minister or a president or a mayor of town, if he needs to divide his efforts, his mashabim,
his resources.
Resources to each one. But to be careful not to give someone more than he deserves, because it's going to be on the cheshbon of someone else. And he says that the davening is time that that chassid gets energies from the time that he stops in davening, gets energies three times a day. The same way the body needs, in his words, I will read a little bit in Hebrew, not so long. כשם שכוח הסעודה שסעד מתקיים בו עד שיסעד סעודת הלילה. וככל, אולם ככל שתתרחק שעת התפילה, תלך הנפש הלוך וקרדור מטרדות העולם הבאות עליה.
ובייחוד אם אין ההכרח להימצא בחברת ילדים, לא שאם אנשים רעים ולשמוע דברים האוסרים זך נפשו. I don't want to read more in Hebrew, but I'll try to translate it. He said that guys eat breakfast, eats lunch. Between the meals, after a few hours, he feels he's hungry. He feels the body needs something. He needs food to hold the body. He says, the tefillah for the chassid, for the person that knows really what's tefillah, it's like gas channel,
gas station.
He fills up himself. What's the meaning of filling up? He says that where we are in the world, we're running all over, we have good people around us, and we're surrounded also with bad people, bad things. When someone stops, one in a few hours, and he checks himself, he sees what's going on. From the morning, let's say now it's noontime, he's checking from the morning till now. Did everything correct, or he missed something? And he puts, again, it's a noten avir la neshama, noten. He's checking himself, like the same thing the meal from lunch. The person goes down and he had a small breakfast, but 2 o'clock already, noontime, 1 o'clock, he's hungry. Feels the body needs to put in something. Same way the soul, the neshama and the nefesh, what's the meaning to put in some air inside the neshama and the nefesh? The meaning is, we were working all morning, we were doing all kinds of things, and the world is surrounded in manashim, dvarim, שלא הכי טובים,
דיבורים מגונים או שירים של נפש
נוהה אחרן עד שאי אפשר להשתלט עליה, אך בשעת התפילה מתאר האדם את נפשו מכל מה שעבר עליה בינתיים ומכין אותה לקראת האחוס. And חזר said, okay, basically we saw the Rambam, each one will do it when he feels like doing it, but חזר were smart, they knew that 3 times a day is like the same thing. Today we have breakfast, lunch, and we eat also supper. Same way person, if he wants to be pure, he stops 3 times a day. 1 time before he goes out of the house, before he goes to business, before he's starting the day, he's cleaning himself, what's going to do, what's the way he will do things, if it's in the right way, in the wrong way. Same thing, during all the action, during the day, he stops for tefillah mincha. You know that tefillah mincha, he gets the more salary, sachar hachi gavoa chazal omim, for what? Atur, in Or HaChaim explains that Tfilat Mincha, you get Sachar most than everything. A few reasons. First, basic reason is because you stop in the middle of the day, everything around you is, let's say Shachris, before you start something, you create Shachris. When you come home at night, it's easy, you finished everything, you're not in business now. Sometimes it's hard because you're tired, you're exhausted, but basically you're not in the middle of nothing. So you could pray. But Mincha, so you stop everything. If you're in high school, between English classes, you're running to a test, you stop. If you're in work, you're only in the store of falafel or pizza down here in the Rova, and you're rushing the middle of everything, so you stop. Talk now with your Bono Shalom. If you have a different business or something else, you stop in the middle of the day, and you put now, you check in your wins. If you did something wrong tonight, you fix it. Mincha is the middle of the day, stopping everything and checking yourself.
So I want to take two steps back and even a question. I want to ask a question also.
I want to explain what Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
We'll get there. Okay, we'll get there. Yeah. First step before even Yoshua's question. Even this idea, there's a Mamish Siyata Dishmai. I wanted to talk about something very similar, but also even a question, which is interesting. The Kuzari is saying also is just like when you eat lunch, breakfast. It's supposed to last you to lunch. But as you, just to repeat a little bit, because I have a question on it. Maybe Kvod Rav can help me.
I could make a short story. Hold on.
Once everybody's finished, finish the breakfast, then you feel good. And if it's supposed to, quote unquote, last you till lunch. Right? But then towards the end, this is what Rav Chavchuk was saying, you start, you know, running out of gas. And you need that lunch again. So the same idea, the Kuzari was saying that the bracha of the tefillah that you had was provided that sustenance for your soul until Mincha comes, which means, in theory, this tefillah is supposed to be so good for you for Shacharis that it's supposed to last you till Mincha. Now, what's interesting is two levels of a question.
So, like a filter. Suddenly, what do you mean? It's
you also said it's shoret, it's filter.
It's cleaning up.
It's also middle of cleaning. Also, it's helping you stay focused within Yafet. It's also supposed to be helping you. That's what he said. Birchat Shoreh. It's supposed to, the bracha tefillah is supposed to be with you, and instead of helping you. What's interesting is two questions. Number one is, if you want to go with the mashal of the Kuzari, so if I want to eat all the time, okay? Let's say I want to eat all the time. What happens? Let's say eat. What happens? At a certain point, you get a stomach ache. Too much. So then you ask, you're fat, or you throw up, or who knows what. So I asked Rav Chamshush, very interesting. We know that there's a, and I think I have an idea, but we know that there's a day on the Gemara of Rav Yochanan that says, Halivai! Shemitpalel Adam Kolayim Kulo. Plus, even before I even finish the question, we know that the Mishnah in Brachot and Daf Lamed talked about the Chasidim Rishonim.
How you show him Sha'achas.
They would wait an hour before, but they daven. Then they would daven for an hour. And then they would what?
Wait
another hour. So it's 3 hours. Times three is nine. The Gemara says that what happened, if you're learning, if you're davening 9 hours a day, Torah Tan Mateela. What's going to the Torah? It's Machlok is bothering Yerushalmi how to answer, but that's not for important now. But the concept I raised as a question for you to think about, if this analogy is correct, is there such a thing as too much davening within that Gemara? Meaning on one level, Halavai Shisfala Adam Kol Hayom Kula. But according to this, well, it's Halavai, should I have the all you can eat? Right, we know we like that. You know, we go to all the different all-you-can-eats, right? Especially when we go to the Papagayo, and we also go to the hotels. Everyone knows the hotels. What's the hotels? You know, we're talking about hotels on different chagim. They go to hotels. You know what they do? They have a beautiful Sudat Shabbat or Sudat Chag. And then what happens? The tea room. You have to go to the tea room right after. Right, exactly. You go to the tea room, and then right after, you got to go back for the next meal. So the question is on two levels. Number one is how far do we take the analogy of Halavai Shisfala Adam Kolam Kulo? And before I hear Yoshua with his question and answer, okay, possibly when it's said that the 9 hours and that balance, right, how do you deal with it within this idea? Kvod Rav.
I think that the Torah doesn't want us to pray all day. Say, Halavai Shisfala Adam Kolam Kulo, I think it's the meaning of be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but
so I think that's the idea.
Put us here in this world to have Sula Mutzav Arza Verosha Magia Shamaima. Baruch Hu left us in this world Sheshet Yamim Te'asem Elacha.
So when he said Halavai,
we can't sit all there and read Tehillim, okay? Maybe there are a few people in the world that they're really in such a madrega, they need to sit all day with Tefillin and just dealing with Torah and Tefillin. He's talking about the average human being and Ritzol Hashem. Talking about a person that works and he's in the world and he's in business and he's running all over in Manhattan, it doesn't matter where he is, and he's doing business, but he stops in the middle of the day, he's checking his ways. But he do business, the ashrus, that doesn't mean he does. So I think the meaning to pray manish all day and to be
so maybe what you're saying, halavai sheet palel kol adam kulo, is this idea of feeling of closeness. This idea that I should have this feeling. Don't take it literally that mamish daven all day. But it's that feeling of that shoreh that the Kuzari was talking about, that tefillah.
Be connected to Hashem, whatever it does. Mm-hmm.
That's the idea also. When the 3 hours, you know, okay, must speak. You know, because you have other, what you're saying is there are other parts of Avodat Hashem that are chashuv.
But then he says something very important. These three filters are very short. You know, Maariv is 10 minutes, Mincha is 15 minutes. Not even Yeshiva Sakoso, it's much longer, but Shachris, because here is not a normal place in good ways. I mean, but here is a place where, like, they grow small flowers, good flowers. They put them in a hamama. How do you say hamama in a flower?
No.
Garden?
No, more.
A
greenhouse. A greenhouse.
Greenhouse, nursery house, and something else, yeah. So here maybe it's a little bit longer, but basically, the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Sefer HaKozari, mentions that three times a day is not enough. There are Shabbatot. Shabbatot, we are much more longer in synagogues. You go to shul much more longer. Then there is Rosh Chodesh to clear all the month. Then there is Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. This is a Yom Kippur. He doesn't do nothing. He doesn't eat. Doesn't drink. He just sits in. I think the mashal could be to a car. Let's say there is a car three times a day. You fill them with gas. He drives all over. And there is one time a week you must take care of the car in a better way. One time a month.
In the army,
there is a rule, a jeep, they don't move him. If once a week, he doesn't go inside the garage for half a day, you're forbidden to move the car. Because the car that you use him 24 hours a day, you must stop one time a week and check it. So he says after the three tefillot, you have on Shabbos a longer stop. And after Shabbos, you have Rosh Chodesh. And after Rosh Chodesh, we have Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. And he says, in this special day, Bayom Hazeh Yetaher Mikol Chet Shechata Ba'avar, soon you translated good words, Yom Zeh. Vishu Mitated Achasid Likrat HaRefuah Chodshit B'Rosh Chodesh.
Because it's for HaRefuah, we'll get to that also.
והתולדות האלו מאורעות הימים, ואחרי זה שלוש רגלים, ובסוף יום הנכבד, יום הכיפר. ביום הזה יתאר מכל חטא שחטא בעבר וישלים אשר תסיף שבתות וראשי חודשים. ביום זה תתאר הנפש מכל בלבולי הסברה, הכוחות התעסנים והכוחות המתאבים, ותשוב בתשובה שלמה מלכמה. ואם אי אפשר לה לשוב מעליהם במחשבה, בהתגבר ומורים. אוקיי, פליס,
The, just within the piece of the Kuzari, and then I want to take a step back. I didn't forget about your question also. I want to hear your question and an answer. But I want to take one step back before, then we'll put it all together. Rav Chapshur refers to the Kuzari, which it's not only the three times a day, which I want to talk about from Rav Kook, Bechvod HaRav. Okay? Yeah, yeah. It's mamash mashlim. It's mashlim to what? It's mashlim, what, I think mashlim. But here the pshat is what? There's the idea of three times a day. But then, that's not enough, three times a day. Sometimes you need a little extra. Right, a little extra TLC, if you will. A little bit. So then comes Shabbat. But then you need what he calls a refuah chodshit. You need Rosh Chodesh once a month to be able to have that little bit more. And then you have Shalosh Regalim. And finally, he says that what do you have? To be able to mitaher your chataim, which you weren't able to do on Rosh Chodesh, which is called Zman Kapara L'chol Todotam. Still comes then, comes Yom Kippur, that bilbuli asfar, things that you're mixed up or bad midot, that's what you need on Yom Kippur.
The whole day sitting in davening.
Okay, and that day becomes even like a malachim, says the Kuzari. Just to take a step back, and then again, Yoshua, we want to hear from you also what Rav Chapshur referred to also about the importance of mincha. Rav Kook says very similar ideas. The Gemara says in Brachot and Davav. Sorry, I meant to photocopy for you, but the machine wasn't working. So the Gemara says what? The Gemara says in Brachot Dav Vav. The Gemara says that lo olam.
Olam yeh adam zeir betfilat amincha. Sheliyahu lo neena ela betfilat amincha. Sheneimar vehi ba'alot amincha.
Vayigash Eliyahu. Anavi. Vayomer aneni Hashem aneni.
Aneni shelo emru sheteret esh min hashamayim vaneni shelo emru ma'asek shofim.
That's the shita of Rabbi Chalbo and Rabbi Huna. Make sure to be careful by mincha. Then the Gemara Katijim says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, even in Tfilas Ma'ariv, Aravit, Shenemar Tikon Tfilati, Tor Lefanecha. Oh, and then Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, Af, Gtfilat Shacharit, you have to be careful, Shenemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli. So as Rav Kook, in the Sefer Einaya, in Od Samach, he says, it seems to be, the Gemara is basically pulling the rug out from, you know, from underneath Rabbi Chalbo and Rav Huna. Because what happened? The first statement says, Lo'olam yizaher adam in tefilat mincha. Make sure to be careful. What? In tefilat mincha. And then what happens? You should know, he says, also do that in Shacharis, and also do that in Ma'ariv. It's messed up. Says Rav Kook, L'chor yipale, Shinireh medivrei ha'mayim marshu, Ba l'saper yitaron ha'tefilat shel mincha b'yichud. Yizaher b'tefilat mincha. But then what happens? The Kevin Shachar, they say even Mariv and even Shachar, in Cain, Kolat Tfilot Shavot. Therefore, it sounds like all the Tfilot are equal. And what's the Chiddush? If you're telling me Vimal Etzem Erech HaTfilah, that's not the Chiddush of the Gemara. Therefore, explains Rav Kook, very similar to what Rav Chapshur had said. But I want to go through it because it gives, this Rav Kook changed my perspective on Tfilah. It's not just, okay, I got a Davin. Okay, I got a Davin. But rather, each Tfilah, and this is what Rav Chapshur started mentioning about Mincha, but each tefillah has its own unique character, its own unique idea, and which will help us, I think, be able to work on our tefillah also. He says, "V'nireh dekamosh yesh be'adam evarim kfulim, sheim rak l'shmirah l'yitaron." Within our limbs, we have certain things that are extra just for protection. But aval bi'pakeir echad yistapek v'nishar. If you take out your what? What's the organ that we know is always miyutar? That what? No, that's the other way. The heart is, you can't live without the heart, right? Right. What is the idea where a lot of times, you know, you have kids that all of a sudden you're in tremendous pain? What's it called? That you get a
pillar.
No. Was that in English? Not gallstone, because that it's very painful. What's it called? You take it out and it's no big deal. It's painful, but you're allowed to do it because it's extra appendix. Thank you. You have an appendicitis. Thank you very much. You have an appendicitis now. It's painful, but the bottom line is, can everyone live a very healthy life without an appendix? The answer is yes. Says Rav Kook, we have limbs like the appendix that are there for nice protection, but the bottom line is, if you lose one of them, you're totally fine. However, yeshivarim, that if you will take away one of them, there's no mimalei makom, right? You need a heart transplant. You're going to just take out a heart, right? Vaya ole, he says, mamish lom this year. He said, I would have thought, no, I have three tefillos, right? They're all the same. They're all just, I'm davening. I'm saying just words. You know, just words. Okay, I got to dive into the Ribono Shalom. Shalakoponim mishlashtam talad biyadin tefillah ganat achat. One out of three. 33%, I should be okay. As long as I dive in one of them, okay. V, check. Alkein bo rabotenu v'sipulanu. That each one, it's not, okay, I could do one out of three and it's like the appendix. Each one itself is ezel yavoda shabalev. That's my own addition. Each one is a lathe. Each one is essential in and of itself. Sheba hafkada in chavrata melamed koma. And here Rav Kook says each one, I just want to focus on Mincha, because Rav Chabshus talked about Mincha, because that's, we'll talk about Shachris also, we'll get back to it. But I want to talk about Mincha, but he says each one has its own koach. And when he talks about Mincha, he says exactly, mamash, the exact same idea that the Kuzari said. What does he say about Mincha? He says, give me a second to find, where was it? That's Tefillah Ta'erev. Oh, listen to this language. The language absolutely amazing. You know what he calls? When he calls Mincha, this is amazing. It's mamash like last week's parsha. The Rav Kook. Tfilat Mincha is Hashavas Aveda. Okay? He says, exactly, mamash. V'nireh shashloshe inyanim yuchadim lepula musarit shal tfilah nir mezukan. Hayisod echad ki yetze lev adam mitgaber alav beholud v'sichlut. Al yedei achevra ra, mamash what the Kuzari said. Bit arvu biskei olam impori musar v'shichrei eloka. You're hanging around, right? You're in the middle of your work day after davening shachris, and then you went on YouTube and you saw something you weren't supposed to see, and then, right, all of a sudden something popped up at you on ESPN, and oh my goodness, all of a sudden all that kedusha that you felt in shachris, okay, you need. Says Rav Kook, you know what mincha is? V'atfilah tachzir et ha'aveda ruchanit. Tfilas mincha is hashavas aveda. You lose that ruchniyat, that closeness to Hashem. Vitromamu al musagim atorim bedat elokim. Oz yudchu kotiach tafel shasheker ushchitut adeot. This is what tfilat mincha is, which is in the middle of the day, smack in the middle of the business hours. Ve'etzem ha'itarvut in kol kitot bnei adam. And this is what tefillat mincha is. Mamash, exactly. Like Rav Chabshus says, Vayetze Yitzach Lasuach Pasadeh. This is the Gvura. Why Yitzchak was mitakim tefillat mincha. It takes a tremendous amount of strength to be able to come and get out of there. Each tefillah, not only is supposed to help you, sustain you, but says Rav Kook, tefillat mincha is Hashavat Aveda. Being able, as you were, mixed in with a lot of different things during the day.
Leverabim of the Abal, he compares it to people that they forget God during the day, like of the Abal, the same issue that they had in Eliyahu Navi with the Nevi HaSheker,
false prophets.
So, Tefillat HaMincha breaks the mind.
Yoshua Rakash, or an answer. Loud, I can't hear you.
One thing is that one action, Neshama's davening all day.
Oh, that's from Rav Kook.
Happens during, right, so when it happens during those tefillos, you're actually connecting those to your Neshama. If you think about it, you actually pray all day. Your cells are always working with the energy from the food that they get, always distributed. So really, you are eating all day, but what do you do at those tefillos? You're connecting with the cell and refueling, putting in more. Therefore, you're really eating all day. And I think that answers the question.
What about the halavai sheet palakol? Like the cells.
That you really like the cells, like you were neshama davening all day. You just need those 3 times a day to reconnect, so you can eat to reconnect with yourself. My question, this is what
we really want to do.
Why in the world do we do mincha maariv together? Even with a small break in between, I think it's funny. You're eating two meals together. I think it's
That's why you have to take a break.
Not so healthy.
That's why you want. First of all, you should know. You're right. and in itself, it's not so simple. You do mincha marav together.
I really feel right? Exactly what you do.
There is something
to
that.
You put mincha marav together officially. You're okay.
There is something that there is definitely something to it, but you also have to deal with people. Right? You have to know that people. I know for myself that a lot of times on a late summer, if I don't have mincha marav back, forget about it. I'm done. You know, putting a fork in me, I'm done. You know what I mean? So that's. But you're right. On a certain level, and with this, I'll turn it over to Rav Chaim. It's an amazing idea of preparation. We're going to talk about preparing for tefillah also. But there's something that, if you even take in small little notes, something. It's a madriga. Again, we had started off this year saying tefillah tzrichim chizuk. Okay, a lot of us want to come, and we come for our year in Israel, and we think there's the Jerusalem syndrome, right? We say, ooh, now I'm going to be frum. Ooh, now it's all going to be good. Learning's going to be easy, right? You come down. I'm in Yerushalayim. I know I come to Yerushalayim. There's God here. There's the Kotel. There's no Beit HaMikdash. You feel it's great. All of a sudden, my tefillah is going to be amazing. It doesn't work that way. One of the things that Rav Kook and Rav Kuzari is basically saying is that from tefillah to tefillah, you have to start doing a little cheshbon nefesh also. To be able to prepare yourself, even take 10 seconds to prepare what happened between Shachris and Mincha, to be able to write down, wow, what I'm learning in Yeshiva, wow, my Chavrusa was amazing, he was on time, wow, I got really upset at the Chavruta, I really wasn't nice, or thank God I got the Peshad and Shir. Each one, like on a small level, obviously on a big level, if you got some email, who knows what. To be able to stop and be able to think there. Again, it's a level. But that's the way that what the Kuzari talks about, the chosid. You know, I try to take down my little notes also, things they have to daven for. Okay? And if you don't prepare, it's much more difficult. And this is the preparation from tefillah to tefillah. Chavod Aref.
I think it continues on the Rav Kook, if you already brought Rav Kook. He talks to each tefillah as his specialness. Let's say, in the morning, before you start everything, you prepare all the kochot hanafshim hamushim b'raot. At night, you had everything by you, but you need to fix them in the morning. Let's say, like a soldier goes out before he goes to the battle, in the morning, he prepares an ammunition, he fixes it. Gam po Rav Kook omer, we have everything with us at night, but we need to wake them up to fix them in Kedusha, and to continue to fix ourselves before we leave the morning. Let's say, yes, the Chotnev should use the same idea also in Enaya and also in the Akdama for the Seder, Olatraya. There is more clear than here, but the each
tefillah has a yeah. So in the morning...
It's night. So we started with Mincha here. You're breaking the Akol Da Avodah Zorah that around us. Mm-hmm. Okay? But Filat Mayrim, we need to clear whatever we passed all day. We say Tikon Tfilati Ktoret Lefanecha. Ktoret Mechaper. And all the Chazal says Al Yirur Alev, all the bad things we saw during the day. But we need Machshevot Alev.
Thoughts of our hearts.
Thoughts, good things that we will do the next morning. We then went to sleep. So in the morning, prepare all our things before we go out. We prepare our ammunition before. Let's say, Ma'ariv puts you on a very high level. Lachshov tov. What's our ambitions? What are Mincha is like cleaning during the day, but Ma'ariv puts you on a higher level. Shachris before you go out. Before you go out, you prepare chamushim.
צריך להעירם לסדרם
במערכה. בוקר תשמע קולית, בוקר הארוך
לך. ארך לך.
הארוך מערכת לבבי וכוחות נפשי והצפק.
So when it's calling the pasuk in the here, it's what? It's saying that it's the shochan aruch. It's the language of Hashem. In the morning you have to prepare yourself. It's preparing, getting all the, waking up, getting all the slumber off your eyes, but then really preparing yourself. In the afternoon, you have to deal with all the shriyot that you've seen. That's the Hashabbat Aveda. And Ma'ariv, on one level, it's raising up to a very high level. But then he also talks about what? You have to be right? The idea is at night time, sometimes...
It's not only to God. Mincha is guarding you from bad things around you. Sheva sevedua, you won't fall to bad things.
Right.
But Bayrid pushes you up.
That's why, again, by who instituted marriage? Yaakov. What does the pasuk say? Vayivka.
What's
vayivka?
In
pgiya lashon tefila. What's pgiya? It's not pgiya. Is not something that I'm prepared. It's not like shachas. I'm all prepared. Misuda. Pgiya. What Rav Kook is saying also here in other places is what? It's a certain elevated status, right? A lot of times at nighttime, the Gemara says in Erevin that that feel that nighttime is both for sleeping, but it's also for learning. Okay, it's also could be for bad things, right? Also, the Rambam talks about that the best learning comes at night.
Yeah.
On a certain level, the nighttime is we're going to get the slichos. Slichos is also at nighttime. On a certain level, the nighttime we talk about not going walking chidi balayla because it can lead to a lot of bad thoughts. But no level, nighttime could
the
be
world
a
is
very
relaxed. It's no, not running around about small things. You're thinking about deep, big things.
So that really you could raise yourself up. So
we don't look about chitonio to dark. Dark is night. When you close up your eyes, you see things that you can't see when you open your eyes. But the world is better than the spirit on it. It does it. That's it.
It's an important point. Before I even explain it, what we've said over here is a simcha. Is that we've talked about not only the chiyuv of tefillah, but one of the ideas that we've said is that each tefillah is its own special gushpanka, its own special, how do you explain it? Its own special value, chashivut. Each one has its own. And we've talked about the time, not only during the daytime. Rav Chavchuk talked about Yom Kippur and Chodshi and Shabbat, how each one has to add to it. And on a certain level, even Mariv, what right now Rav Chavchuk said, is we know that a lot of times when something is too light, it blinds you. So what do you have to do? You have to close your eyes. Some people say that that's by Shema Yisrael, you close your eyes. Right? Because you're going to see, a lot of times if your eyes are open, it's too much light and you're blinded from seeing the, right? You have the, what's it called? The headlights. Deer in the headlights. Right? So to over here, we close our eyes because you're able to see the clarity. So that's the potential of the nighttime tefillah, where you can raise yourself up. So if we wanted to conclude today, we talked about the importance of each tefillah, preparing for each tefillah, the chozek of Rambam and Ramban, concept of the Kuzari and Rav Kook brings down. We'll continue, please, time next week a little bit more. But the idea of really preparing from tefillah to tefillah, I think in itself should be able to help us with a certain paradigm shift in how to view. It's not just, okay, I was Yotze, I dive in, I was good, I was 1 for 3, right? No, it's not 1 for 3. Each tefillah has its own special identity, which we then should Bezrat Hashem improve our tefillah. Last word.
Last word, I'm sorry.
No, not word, sorry. It's Simcha.
Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi mentions that cannot be, we are human beings. During the week, for sure, he says in these words, אי אפשר שיעבור שבוע ולא שיתקלקלו הגוף והנפש. כי במשך ימות השבוע מצטרכים מותרות אחרים שלא ייתכן לצרפם ורם, כי אם על ידי התמדה בעבודת השם במשך יום תמין נוסף על מנוחת הגוף. This is the Shabbat. So Shabbos, the davening, it cannot be that the whole week will pass on a human being and he won't
go down. It's possible. It's tefillah and Shabbat.
So here he needs a longer day to make himself much more pure. During the day, 3 times he makes himself pure. But Shabbat is a Yom Shekulo Shabbat. It doesn't deal with Olam HaMaaseh. It doesn't go down. It goes just up and up. So
double no Shabbat.
Therefore, the Tfilot on Shabbat are much more.
Ezra Hashem will continue next week. Please.
Thank you for that.